You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. 103rd Street, Corona Plaza.
A lot of us come from the Caribbean and Latin American countries. I guess it's sort of a natural progression to have chickens in the garden.
What I saw was an opportunity to participate in a historical ritual, just having one game cock. The proudness of the way they crow in the morning and conduct themselves and the way they strut around.
The chickens have personality. The stronger ones are the ones that get most of the food.
And a lot of people don't realize how well that everybody takes care of their roosters. You know, they get took care of, you know, like a racehorse or something.
They fit really well into the garden ecosystem.
These roosters are not forced to fight. It's all you can do to keep them from fighting.
Both cockfighters and urban gardeners build an emotional connection to the chicken. Owen Taylor is the training and livestock coordinator at Just Food, a nonprofit organization that aims to build community self-reliance around food in New York City.
I think most people are keeping them for the company, number one, because it reminds them of growing up, because it brings kids into the garden to improve garden health, and number two, for eggs.
Not unlike farming chickens for eggs, cockfighting is a century-old tradition. Coming from Southeast Asia over 3,000 years ago, it spread throughout Europe and the Americas, becoming a traditional gambling sport. In New York, cockfighting is punishable by up to 4 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. ASPCA Assistant Director Joseph Pintangelo.
What usually happens is that the animals compete. They're matched by weight, usually. Regardless of how formal the event is or how sophisticated it is, it always winds up in the animal being injured or killed. The animals are usually trained at these locations. They're warehoused. We've had locations where there were over 100 birds ready to fight or being prepared to fight. It's usually a clandestine operation. There are false walls to get in there. There's a good amount of subterfuge involved to camouflage the place where the birds are kept.
Birds are trained, stored, bred, and sold on this strip of 108th Street between 37th Avenue and 52nd Avenue. It is here in this cockfighter central with chickens and roosters housed in basements, hidden in fireplaces and closets, that you never quite know where you will find a member of this incredibly active underground community.
The Safari 7 podcast was created by Meg Kelly and Grace Robinson Leo and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.